Little Mouse Sister, Part 2, as told by Celeste Delmar Johnny.
Little Mouse Sister, Part 2. In Part 1, Little Mouse Sister went to find the sound, the strange sound, the river. And she did that successfully. She comes back and lives quite happily, gathering seeds and nuts in her territory, getting ready for the winter. Then, all of a sudden, the wind changed, and the little mice started to get sick. Some of them just started to cough and get sick and having a hard time breathing. And pretty soon, more and more of them were getting sick. And there wasn't enough people, enough mice, to be looking after them. They were saying, "What can we do? What can we do?" Little Mouse Sister was one of those that were still healthy, and she was trying to find the answer of what do we do? How do we do this? How do we take care of them? Then she would ask her uncles and her aunts, her mom and dad, "Is there something I can do? Is there some way I could fix something, or warm tea isn't going to do it anymore. What can I do?" One of her uncles said, I remember a story of a magic lake. Go and ask Grandpa. Talk with him. He knows about it more. I can't think right now. So, okay, she runs off and she asks Grandpa, and he was organizing everybody to clean the beds, boil the water, do all kinds of stuff, and then he stopped and he said, yes, what is it? And she said, "There's a story about a magic lake." Oh, I had forgotten about that. Thank you for reminding me. It's way over that way in that direction. You go there. Get somebody to go with you. Get somebody to help you. Go and wait. No, I think the first thing you should do is go this way to where the humans were, and they left all kinds of stuff. Find a container that you can take. So she went there, and there was a great big heap of garbage that the humans had left. And then she ruffles through that and finds a jar with a string on it, and she hangs it around her neck. She said, "That'll do. Gotta find a lid for it." So they find a piece of wood, doesn't fit. Find a little acorn, and it fits in there, and it's like, that'll do. And then she runs back to her home. Grandpa, how about this? Oh, that'll do. You go to the lake. How many ever can leave with you? And then she got up the next morning, and more of them were sick. Pretty soon, nobody could leave with her. Everybody else had to stay back and look after all of those getting sick. So she said, "Okay, just point me in the right direction. I will go and find this magic lake and bring back some water to help our people." And then the next morning, early, she started out. There was nobody there to say goodbye to her. Everybody was sick. So she looked back, and the village was really quiet. Everybody was still sleeping. And she thought, "Well, I gotta do this." And she ran off, looking quickly left and right, looking into the sky, looking for danger, and just running and running and running. She come by the big tree where Squirrel was. It was all quiet. He'd been still sleeping, taking care of things. So she just ran past there like, "I can't ask anybody or do anything. Can't ask any more directions. I know it's over that way someplace." And she's running along, and she's seen something going on along the river. She's seen a character, so she's hiding. And this character is moving around just over there. And he was kind of splashing around like, "Oh, I don't know what that is." And then she started sneaking along the rocks, and then all of a sudden she seen this big fuzzy tail. Oh, it's Squirrel, he's over there, and he was washing up, and he was singing along. He's just washing his face, and he turned around to look. Oh, little mouse sister, I said, are you lost? I can take you home. No, I'm not lost. Where are you going? He said, I'm going over there to find the magic lake. I just have to do this. And he said, okay, it's over that way. But the problem is you got to cross the river. And right now, the river is high. He's like, holy, the river is really high. And it's, I don't know, maybe get a log or swim across. It's really dangerous and really rough now. So she says, okay, thank you. And she runs along the river looking for a spot to cross. Maybe there's a log jam there. Maybe there's something she can cross. She's walking along, just really tired, thinking, oh, I gotta cross the river pretty soon. I know on the other side, I haven't been there, nobody's been there, but it's over that way someplace. And I gotta, and then she could hear something in the distance. Stops and wonder what that is. Pretty soon she stands up and she kind of peeks around. She could see something over there. Then she starts sneaking over there. She's like, oh, this thing is huge. It's big. It's a monster. She kind of moves a little closer and she gets right up close to it. And there's a as he breathes out his nose, all this dust flies. She says, oh, I wonder what this thing is. She kind of walks around and she looks at it, and then all of a sudden this big eye, huge eyes, bigger than her, kind of opens up and looks at her, and it kind of focuses. It looks right at her and it says, and then she says, what happened to you? And he says, in the storm last night when it was real windy and heavy with clouds, and I was so excited. I was running and I was galloping all over the place, and I was having a great time. I was just running, and then all of a sudden I tripped and fell, and I got this stick in my side and punctured me right here. So I'm just kind of laying here waiting to die. And she thought, whoa, waiting to die. Oh, he said, what are you? And he says, I'm Buffalo. So this really hurts. And she says, what can I do? Is there something you kind of look so little, I don't think you can do anything. I'm just really, just go about your business and leave me alone. I'm just going to wait till I die here. She says, can I look at it? Can I look at your wound? And he says, oh yeah, you just kind of walk up on my leg and take a look. There's a big hole over here. So she climbs up on his hoof and then walks up and then gets there, and she could see this hole. So, got a damaged lung there. Without even thinking, in an instant, she reaches in her chest and pulls out a lung and puts it in there and starts to rub. And all of a sudden, he's like, that feels good, huh? Then he started to get up, and she runs down his leg and jumps off. She's laying there, and she's got pain in her chest where she took her lung out. Then all of a sudden, Buffalo stands up, and he's so huge, and he's grunting, and I feel good. Thank you. And then he runs off and the ground shakes. And she's hanging onto this little bush. It's like, pain. And he runs off and she couldn't hear him no more. Pretty soon the ground starts shaking and he comes running back. This is good. I'm better. I'm all better. He says, if there's anything I can do for you, little mouse sister, anything I can do for you, I will do it. She says, well, I'm trying to get across the river, and I'm trying to go find the magic lake. And he's, I could bring you. I know where the mountain is that it's on. I can bring you that far. So he reaches his head down and says, climb up on my nose, climb up between my horns here, and sit there. And she climbs up and grabs on. Oh, geez, nose is all wet. And it, climbs up between his eyes and sits there and grabs onto the fur. Then he stands up, and all of a sudden she's way up there. Then he starts running, boom, 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 just running towards the river, and he jumps, boom, right into the river, and he just starts swimming. When he goes across, and he goes across, and he gets on the other side. Oh, hey, that river's really big this time of year. And he puts his nose down. She climbs down for a little bit, and she says, is this it? And he says, no, just kind of wait there. And he starts to shake. Water all over the place, and she's hanging on this little bush, and she gets all wet. Oh, man. And he says, okay, there now, I'm pretty dry. And he puts his nose down and get back on. She climbs on, and he starts running. She says, oh, slow down, it's too bumpy. And pretty soon he slows down to a trot. Oh, that's a lot easier. And then he runs and runs, and pretty soon she starts to see other animals in there in the field. There's buffalo, and there's deer, and there's elk, and there's like, whoa, I've never seen all this before. And then pretty soon he comes to the mountain, and he says, well, this is as far as I can go. I'm a buffalo, and I can run the plains really fast, but I cannot climb. He says, I cannot go up that way, up under the rocks where you need to get to the lake, but this is as far as I can bring you. And she climbs down off his nose, gets to the ground, and all of a sudden, without even saying a word, he sticks out his tongue and he goes, oh, buffalo breath all over me. And she just, and he says, thank you, little mo sister, for saving my life. And she says, no, thank you for bringing me this far. And then she grabs around her chest and is like, oh, she can't find her little glass jars, where to go. And then she finds a string. Oh, it's on the back. And she pulls it forward. Oh, I'm all set. I got to start heading up there. And she starts climbing up the mountain. She's holding her side. She's still hurting, climbing up rocks. She gets to a rock, and she kind of pulls herself up. Oh, swings her leg up. Oh, gee, this hurts. I hope we're not too far from the top. And then she kind of puts her hands up on this next piece of rock, and she could feel the air. Oh, there's a breeze. I must be near the top. The wind is blowing. I'm going to climb up there. And she grabs on, and she just pulls herself up, and she gets up to her chin, and she looks, and there's a wolf sitting there. Wolves eat mice. And she lets herself back down again. Oh, and as her arm stretches out, she sits down. She says, I'll just wait here for a while till he goes away. And then she says, oh, man, seems like I've been here for a long time. I can't see too much. I got tears in my eyes. It's like, wah. So she grabs the rock again, climbs up. And wolf still sitting there. Oh, man. So she sits down again and waits. He's got to be gone now. So she jumps up and grabs onto the rock, and she pulls herself up to her chin, and she looks, and wolf's sitting there, and he's got his eyes closed, and he's just sitting there. And she says, well, I got this far. I can't go around him. I don't have enough energy. I just got to get up here. And if he eats me, I guess that's it. I'm finished. And she climbs up, and she sits there and looks at Wolf, and she says, hi there. And he's, who's there? And he can't see. He's blind. She looks at him and says, I can sneak around him. And then she kind of looks at him, and she says, what happened to you? And he says, when the wind was blowing last night. And he says, I was howling, how, like that. And he said, I was having such a great time. And I was running and having it. And then I got this stick right across my eyes, and it had some thorns on it. And it's like, painful. So a wolf can't see. I'm just sitting here waiting till I die because I can't find my food. I can't do anything. And without thinking, she just kind of reached up and took an eye out, put it in his face, reached over, took the other eye out, put it in his face, and he's like, oh, blinking. Oh, and he could see, and he looked at her, and he's like, oh, a snack. And he said, oh, no, she helped me. I can't just kind of have that as a snack. He said, and then he was just so happy, and he just jumping around, and he ran off, and she could hear him way down there. Ooh. And he's like, holy. And she said, oh, I should have asked him directions while he was here. Where is this lake? It's up here someplace, and she can't see now. She's blind. Pretty soon she could hear this thing come running really quietly. Ooh. And Wolf says, is there anything I can do for you? You've gave me sight. You've extended my life. Is there anything I could do for you? Well, I'm here. I'm looking for the magic lake. Ah, the lake. It's just over there. Just climb up here on my nose. I will bring you there. She was so happy. And it's like, oh, ah, his nose is wet. She climbs up, gets between his ears, and then he runs off, trots off, just real gentle, like runs and runs, and pretty soon he stops and he says, here you go, as far as I can bring you, the lake's right there, not too far. And he puts his head down, she climbs off, and she says, oh, thank you. And he says, no, thank you. And without hesitating, he just kind of goes, licks her. Oh, second time today. Oh, this time wolf breath. Gee, I'm hurting here in the side. I can't see, and he still kind of licked me. Oh, gross. Anyway, which way is it? And then he kind of nudges her right straight that way. You go about 14 steps, and you're at the lake. And he says, oh, thanks again. And he runs off. Ooh, we could hear him way down there. And he's so happy. And she's like, oh, the lake's here. And she goes, I could smell it. I could smell the water. It's like, oh, it's so close. And she kind of walks and kind of feeling and checking things out. It's not too far. He said, it's not too far. And then she could hear just a little wind blowing on the lake, and it's rubbing up against the sand, and she's like, oh, it's right here. Pretty soon, and it's like, oh, man, this is it, a hawk or something. Oh, well, maybe it's gonna, and they eat mice, and they're gonna eat me, and it's like, oh, that's it. Lands right beside her, and it's raving. Ah, little mouse sister, are you lost? Can I bring you home? Can I take I mean, it's not even far for me. I can just fly you that way. And no. I come to the lake. Oh, you come to the lake. I heard it's a magic lake. Oh, a magic lake. You heard it's a magic lake. Yeah, it is. Kind of, sort of. But there's a few things you have to do when you get there. You got to walk in ankle deep. Anyway, this is the way I heard it. You got to walk in ankle deep, and you got to wash your face 4 times. And then you got to jump as high as you can. And you got to scream as loud as you can before things work. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's just a little ways down that way. But anyway, you're okay. I'll see you. I'm gone. Flies off, and she's like, whoa. Then she walks, and pretty soon she could feel it on her toes. Oh, the lake. And she gets there. And she grabs her on her little flask is here, and she fills it up. She's standing there. Nothing's happening. This lake, it's magic. But nothing's happened. Here I am. I got some water. I'm ready to head back. But it's supposed to be magic. It's nothing's happening. What's going on? Oh, did I come to the wrong lake? Or were they just kind of misguiding me? Or what's going on? Is everybody kind of standing over there and kind of giggling real quietly and looking at me because I can't see and I'm hurting? What's it? Oh, Raven. Raven said I got to wash 4 times. Oh, yeah, okay, well, I can do that. She washes up, grabs the water, oh, puts some on her chest and rubs. Oh, 4 times. Then she washes her face, blesses herself all 4 times. Oh, she stands there. Nothing happens. She says, this lake isn't magic. Nothing's happened. I washed myself 4 times. And nothing's happened. And, Raven said I gotta jump as high as I can and scream as loud as I can. So, and she was just hurting her. I don't think I can jump very high this time. And she crouches down and says, gathers her energy and she jumps. She screams. She kind of giggles and looks around. I think somebody's laughing at me someplace. No, can't hear nothing. Well, I jumped and I screamed, but I didn't jump as hard as I could, and I didn't scream as loud as I could. So maybe I'll try it again. So she crouches down, gathers all her energy, puts her arm on her chest because it hurt the last time, and she jumps again. Puts her arms out like this, and her mouth is wide open. And nothing comes out. She's got her mouth wide open. And her arms are out. And she can feel the wind on her face. And then all of a sudden, she starts to think, I jumped, and my mouth is wide open, but I didn't scream, and I didn't hit the water. I didn't land. I can feel this breeze on my face, and I didn't land back in the water. What's going on here? My mouth is still open. It's like, well, I could feel this. And then she opened an eye, and it's like, oh, she could kind of see a little bit. Oh, she opened an eye, and she's like, oh, and my chest doesn't hurt anymore. Oh, I can see. And then she opened her other eye. And my mouth is still open. Like, I got the, and there's no sound coming out of it. And I could see out of my other eye. Like, whoa, and then she looks over to the right and she sees feathers. When I jumped, an eagle swallowed me. He didn't swallow me whole because I'm still got my head sticking out. And she looked to the left and she could see feathers. And she said, he's got me. He hasn't eaten me yet, but I'm up here. And he's like, he swallowed me. Oh, man, he's gonna... Oh, I got so close. And it's like... She could feel the wind in her face. She looked again to the left, and the feathers are moving through the wind. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh. And she went to close her arms, and all of a sudden, she started to fall. Right to the lake, and she spread her wings out. When she glided right along the lake, and she looked in the lake, and she turned to eagle, and it's, whoa, I'm an eagle. I can't be. And she looked around. My mouth's not open no more. She's like, holy, I can see out of these eyes. And I could see way over there. I'm eagle. And then she looked at her chest, and the flask was there. I said, how did he get there? I put it down on the ground. I said, all these questions. I've turned eagle, and she flew high. And she said, this is lots of fun. Oh, this is great. There's other mountains over there. I can go. Oh, my people are hurting. I should go back there. So she glided over the mountains and through the prairies and over the river. And then she started to come close to her little village. And then she thought, if I show up like this, they'll be all afraid of me. They won't come here. So she landed on Squirrel's tree. And she started to think, I can't show up like this. Maybe I could just kind of waddle over there and put the water right close to them so they can find it. And then she flew down and landed on the ground. And she said, what can I do? What can I do? With her beak, she kind of plucked out the acorn, the lid for the flask, and then she stuck a feather in there and wiggled it around. Magic water. Magic water. This will help my people, but I gotta get away. How can I? And then she splashed her face with the water that was on her feathers, and it's like, poof. She turned back to Little Mouse Sister. She's like, holy. Didn't even hurt. Holy. Here I am. It's like, she looked around for, there's feather marks and stuff on the ground. It's in the dust. It's like, nobody will believe that. Oh, man. It's like, nobody will know this story. Anyway, I better go on and see my people. And she grabbed the flask, put it back on her chest, and she started heading to her people. And said, I got the water. And then she started to pour and give a little bit to everybody. And soon they all started to feel better. And they started to get stronger. And they all thanked her for going to the magic lake. And nobody asked her how she got back. And she didn't tell anybody what happened there. Just that the lake was magic. And that's the end of Little Mouse Sister, part 2.